is pretty flattened and some of the cul-de-sacs, people in our immediate neighborhood seem to be safe, but there's been a lot of loss.
It's coming down.
Nearby, a different twister passed directly through Omaha's airport, shutting down air traffic and forcing passengers to take cover in a shelter.
National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bunn says there are more twisters to come.
There is a separate area that could see additional severe thunderstorms from southern Iowa back into northeast Kansas. That also has the risk of producing additional severe weather and the potential for some tornadoes.
Turning to Massachusetts, Boston police have cleared out pro-Palestinian demonstrators who'd been camped out on Northeastern University's common area since Thursday. At George Washington University in the nation's capital, police have not moved in to remove an encampment. Mu'taz Salim is a doctoral student and a Palestinian.
We're also here to demand from GW that they disclose any endowments or investments pretty much in their accounts. We also ask, building upon that, to divest from any Israeli tech companies.
At a ceasefire march in London, anti-Israeli protesters gathered, including Stephen Kapos.
My message would be that they are not alone. There is a worldwide movement which is ever growing.
An attorney for disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein says his client has been hospitalized for tests after his return to New York City jails. The New York Court of Appeals this week voided Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. The United Auto Workers Union says it reached an agreement last night at the last minute with truck and bus manufacturer Daimler Truck, averting a potential strike by more than 7,000 workers. The union says the deal includes wage increases of more than 25% over the next 4 years and cost of living adjustments. Members still need to approve the agreement. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's delays of at least 3 hours on a domestic flight and 6 hours for international flights. A key industry group responded to the announcement by touting transparency efforts among carriers. Murray says most people aren't frequent flyers, and it's hard for them to keep up on all the latest practices and policies among airlines.
The average person only flies once every 18 months. So this will just bring transparency to that process, and it kind of evens the playing field.
Murray says this could come in handy for Midwestern customers when a winter storm wreaks havoc on air travel. The new rules also require refunds for baggage fees when a piece of luggage is delayed by 12 hours or more for domestic flights. And there has to be upfront disclosure on fees for first and second checked bags and carry-on bags. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows around 50. For tomorrow, more rain, a few rumbles of thunder, highs only to the low 50s. On Monday, still a chance of rain and thunder, breezy, highs upper 60s. Sun in mid-60s Tuesday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Crude and Dom. Tune in for the devil's advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list
Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Throughout this hour of Civic Media Spotlight, we highlight excellent morning show content from across the Civic Media radio network this past week. Kicking off the hour, we head to northeastern Wisconsin for a conversation with Meinau and the mayor, where they were joined by the vice president of the Wisconsin area music industry, Ron Brooks.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Meinau, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Meinau and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Meinau and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Meinau and the Mayor here in a good look. Look at us, 53 in Oshkosh, 52 in Appleton, 49 in Green Bay. How high is it supposed to get, Todd? You know?
I don't think it gets much. This is not a great week, but then did you see it's going to be like 78 on Saturday or 76?
Really?
Did you see that, you guys? I think it's that nice.
Well, they're saying 67 today.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, 73 Saturday. Wow.
I know.
I have my bike by then. And my biker. I'm getting it. You know what I'm getting?
Please don't say that. Nope.
What's going on?
He's going to say he's going to wear those biker shorts.
Listen to me.
Guys who want to be. That is.
Well, he found something out yesterday. Remember what you found out? Tell the story.
I'm getting padded biker shorts.
Oh, yeah. Those. Wow. You're going to look great.
I'll tell you
great.
What. I think I'm going to look pretty hot in them. I'm not even kidding.
Boy, those are...
And he'll be sitting right next to you, Jim.
I know.
And if anybody gets a kiss cam, you'll be right.
No way.
You know what we're going to do, though, when I first get wear those here? You know what we're doing? Huh. Another round of leg lifts.
Oh, hey, that was...
I'm serious. I beat you.
No, Todd.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get fined by Todd the $10. So I jumped up. Exactly.
I don't think so. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
You know, Ron.
Ron Brooks is here from Whammy.
Right. And so the Wisconsin area music industry, right?
Yes.
And you recognize the artists in how many categories?
We have a little over 80 some categories now.
And we're going to go through all of those this morning. Yeah.
And the nominees are.
But unfortunately, we don't present all of them at the show because it's just not enough time.
And eventually, and I'm setting some things up, some meetings, and Johnny and I and you, of course, Ron, we're going to have a bricks and mortar place because I know you guys, and thanks for sending me that email, but we love the music and the arts. I mean, we have people on here every Friday that are...
perform live?
Are they up and coming or what?
Dennis, my good friend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
he was in a band with me, by the way.
Really?
Oh, really? Absolutely. Yeah. I'll bring a photo of you sometime with the really big hair.
You know what,
though?
It's funny. I think every local musician has played with a different look at some point in their career.
You guys do get along.
Do you know Ramona? Ramona and the Flower?
I can't think of her band name.
And she was here and she was like, and Dennis like, we played together. We're in the same band for a while.
Who knows? It's
such a family of you guys interacting with one another, aren't
it? That it is.
Yeah.
That it is. I can tell you that at the awards show, there's going to be a whole group of musicians where we all know each other from around here that are going to be hanging out.
Awesome.
Do you give a category in different types of music, right? Jazz?
Correct.
I got to ask, is there polka in there?
Yes, there is. Well, that's such a big part of the culture here in Wisconsin that to omit polka would be crazy.
Yeah.
But the way the award system or the voting system works, the musicians actually self-identify what their categories are.
Oh,
So,
well, you probably have to these days because country and pop are so close.
You look at Jimmy Buffett's going in. I mean, there's even when you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, there's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Uh-huh. I'm surprised to see Simon and Garfunkel in there. It's like, really?
Really? But why not?
I don't know. I just don't see those guys as country.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably have been covered by a country artist on one of their songs or so.
Right. Do you have the big question he's trying to work his way into? Do you have barbershop quartet categories?
Jim, I happen to know who is on the running list for Hall of Fame. The Schmidt brothers are on the list.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So one of these years.
Okay. That's fantastic.
That's all right. Just let me know how much. And
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's. And I think we do, as I said, sometimes we get a little bit overshadowed with sports. And that's okay. We love sports.
Well, this is a town with a football problem.
It is. And we're going to try and get a. The NFL draft is going on. There's some people from Green Bay out there because we host it next year. So we're going to get somebody and talk to them this week about how it's going out there. But yeah, I think it's great that you recognize the musicians, the artists in this area. And is it the whole state of Wisconsin, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a really tall challenge for the state because geographically, you know, if you're in Milwaukee and somebody is in Duluth, that's a long way.
Right.
It's not a fun drive, you know. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's only 5 million people, and they all probably, not everybody, but a lot of people do something in music. And I think the interest in your I think, now I'm not saying everybody can play or sing, but there's more musicians than there are athletes, I would think. I don't know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the big part of it, when you're in school, if you participate in any school music, is learning how to be part of a group. So it kind of goes naturally. When you think of all of the bands and the groups that started when people were in high school, you know, that's what we used to do to stay out of trouble, I think.
You know what's really cool, though, too, is when we're talking about these local artists that come through, it's really cool how, like, somebody like a Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, okay? Mm-hmm. He's got this young group that he's really encouraging, and they're called Decades, and they're 14, 15 mm-hmm. years old. There, you guys aren't afraid to share and to mentor and to encourage young up-and-comers. It doesn't seem to be like this jealousy thing of, oh, this, you know, this young. That's the word, threatening. I think that's cool.
Yeah, you know, what they all talk about pay it forward and that kind of stuff. But, you know, even my generation of musicians, we were looking up to other musicians. Right. And, you know, we would be at different venues and go, man, I wish I could play this place. That would be just awesome. My whole career would be made if I could play here. I have a whole list of those. So I've played most of them, thank goodness. But, you know, you look up to it and you aspire to it.
Right.
And there are always going to be young kids that are aspiring to be performers.
And it's cool when those people that they're aspiring to be take the time and the courtesy of helping them out, or at least just even, like I said, encouraging them.
Oh, yeah. I personally remember talking to people that were in local bands, and you really look up to those people, and you're inspired by them.
Exactly.
You know, every time somebody asks me for a drumstick or something, it's like, oh, man, here. Take two or three. Right. I'll even try and sign this round thing, you know?
Wow. Hey, what do you have a category for up and coming or
we have a rising star.
Rising star. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's cool.
That's pretty much limited to, we try to keep that to bands that are under 21. Used to be 18, but.
So that's got to be tough to pick a winner. You know what I mean? Like who decides on, is it just voting the
it's
number?
It's the membership
votes that votes. And then the top vote getter.
How do they see all of these?
Well,
see, it's not the board that sees all of them.
Okay.
Really, when you self-identify, when you register at the beginning, then there's a series of votes that takes place. There's two series of votes.
Okay.
So it's really the membership of WAMI that decides who is going to be the winner.
Got it. Right. Okay.
All right. That's cool.
Except for the People's Choice category, which is just an open category that you don't have to be a WAMI member to vote in that.
Do we know the nominees for the People's Choice Award?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that?
Sure.
I would just be curious.
By the way, with Ron Brooks from WAMI. No, go ahead.
Sorry. Talking to, and Whammy, as we're talking about, is it's an area, the Wisconsin area music industry. But this industry, there's a lot of industries, but they really honor and put into a it's not really a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame. It's more of an online Hall of Fame, and they induct people. We're going to someday build a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame right here in Green Bay. But right now, and this when is the vote? When is the vote? It's coming up, right?
The vote is done.
The vote is done. When's the announcement? That's what I meant.
The announcement will take place at the award show itself.
And that's?
That will be May 19th, which is a Sunday. It will be here at the Epic,
yes,
Epic Center.
Yep. Right.
Uh-huh. In Ashwaubenon, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody knows Ashwaubenon, so you can say Green Bay.
Is that one of the? Is that on the list of names to spell for cities on the way in?
It might be.
You know what? Yeah. I just went through Ashwaubenon the other night.
None of your damn business, Ron.
we're not cheating.
You're the music guy.
Yeah. So. Stay in your lane.
So the 19th. So who are some of the nominees for the People's Choice, which any of our listeners could vote on?
Oh, you can't vote anymore. It's all done. I can tell you some of the finalists that could be winners.
All right.
You're going to be happy to know that in the media award, Max Inc. Radio happens to be one of the finalists.
It's one of the shows that we have here on Civic Media.
All right. That's exactly right. Let's see. Another venue. We always have a People's Choice for a venue. Some of those would be the Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton.
Great.
Cactus Club, Fox River House, of course, getting into Madison, High Noon Saloon, Milwaukee, Kelly's Bleachers, here in our area, Country Bar, Paulie's Pub and Eatery, which is in Milwaukee, right over by State Fair Park, a place called Shotsky's, that would be the Northwest quadrant, and then Steel Tank, Rally Point, that's another place, The Wharf in Manitowoc. Waverly Beach in Menasha.
Familiar with that.
And then, of course, we have to kind of divide it up into the small clubs and then the concert halls, which, of course, the Alpine Valley, Fox City's PAC, Gibson Community Music Hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
The music.
That's
places. When we come back, I want to talk about the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because you've got the nominees or the people that are going in, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We got Senator, did you hear me sing earlier on?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Leave it there, Ron.
Okay. We'll be back after this.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Continuing on with this hour's Civic Media Spotlight, we now head to a segment from Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, where Pat shares his thoughts on why the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature is holding up the funding that's already been passed for several important issues around the state.
I suppose it will not surprise you to learn that
When you ask what's new at the state capitol, it will once again involve the majority party not in session, on a paid vacation for, you know, 9 months or so here, but are once again being an impediment to progress in our state. And it's not something that anybody should take any joy in talking about. I certainly don't. But you have to raise the point when it appears other people are doing just that. We're talking about Republican legislators who have worked so hard for 5 years to do nearly nothing to cooperate with Governor Tony Evers since he unseated Scott Walker, that along with firing a cabinet secretary and department heads and taking the governor's proposed budget bill and throwing it in the trash and writing their own bill rather than working together, they have also found many ways to block funds that, again, the governor and other reasonable people would be using to help others. Recall how last year the Republican-led legislature, through its Joint Finance Committee, blocked millions of dollars for pay raises for employees throughout the University of Wisconsin system until they were able to successfully blackmail the system into pulling back on some of its diversity positions and programs. More recently, we have seen how, despite continued efforts around Wisconsin to free up the funds, there's still not a dime that's been spent of the $125 million meant to address PFAS contamination in Wisconsin drinking water. Again, Republicans are just sitting there on the money, unless they can somehow, again, blackmail Governor Evers and the rest of the state into taking polluters off the hook and making it tougher for the DNR to enforce the people who are polluting our water. These same legislators are sitting on $15 million designed to go toward basically a healthcare emergency in the Chippewa Valley, where two hospitals abruptly closed. They just closed. And that $15 million that had been allocated by the legislature previously, but still hasn't been released by the Joint Finance Committee, could be going to help augment the health services that remain in the Chippewa Valley. But they're sitting on that as well. So you can imagine my lack of surprise when I saw the headlines that said, Republican-led budget panel objects to plans for opioid settlement funds. The money from the opioid settlement that is supposed to be coming to Wisconsin has been stalled. The headline in the Cap Times says, opioid treatment money stalled by anonymous Wisconsin legislator. And the Wisconsin Public Radio version of the story says, Republicans on the legislature's budget committee have blocked a plan from Governor Evers' administration on how to spend millions of dollars from a legal settlement with opioid manufacturers and distributors. In all, because of a national lawsuit against the pharmaceutical industry, Wisconsin, between now and 2038, is going to get $750 million total in annual installments. And again, recently, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services released a plan to how to spend the next tranche of money that they're going to get, $36 million in fiscal year 2025. The legislature could look at that and say that that is a sound plan. We have a huge problem with opioid addiction. We need the funds for recovery. Let's put that $36 million to work right away. Instead, they are sitting on the $36 million. And the way that they can do that through the Joint Finance Committee is all it takes is one member of the majority, and Republicans control that committee 12-4. Any one of those 12 Republicans can object. And you don't even have to know who they are. One legislator can anonymously object to something, and the Joint Finance Committee will sit on the money until they decide what to demand from something in the administrative branch, whether it's the Department of Health Services or the DNR when it comes to PFAS money. Again, money that has already been designated. And yet the legislature added this extra step of saying, no, 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 you got to come to the Joint Finance Committee every time, hat in hand, saying, Mother, may I? And we have to agree with what you're doing or we're going to dictate otherwise. And that's exactly what's happening in this case with the opioid settlement money. And the thing is, when the co-chairs, the Republican co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee, noted that an objection had been raised, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne sent a letter saying that the DHS request is not approved at this time, but the letter did not outline the nature of the objection or any details of any future meeting they'd like to have, according to the WPR story. Needless to say, the folks over at Governor Evers' office are not particularly happy with that. One of his spokespeople put out, and I'm updating the numbers for today here, that as of now, Republicans are on day 57 of refusing to release crisis response resources to stabilize healthcare in Western Wisconsin. They are on day 295 of refusing to release funding to fight PFAS statewide, and we are now 2 days into delaying critical resources to respond to the opioid crisis. It's a very real problem, and needless to say, when people in the governor's office are saying that it's just outright shameful, they're right. They're absolutely right. Now, again, this is not to say that Republican legislators should feel like, you know, they should just roll over for anything that the governor or the executive branch wants. Far from it. If they would like to be collaborative, the invitation is there, unless you're waiting for it to be, you know, engraved and the governor is supposed to, you know, serve it while dropping to a knee or something. But the door is always open to say, hey, can we talk about how we're going to spend this money? And by the way, as far as, you know, how the Department of Health Services writes it versus what Republicans would like to see, I think it's right to ask the Republican legislators, what do you know that's so much different? Where is your experience in this? Whether you went to, you know, medical school or you're a trained counselor or whatever the case may be. Kind of like they're doing with the PFAS money and the DNR. Again, we know where the experts are. We know where the scientists are. We know where the people are that have boots on the ground and can inform the plan that DHS has written up for the opioid settlement. But somehow you know better, but you don't want to tell us yet. And what that tells me is that there isn't anything substantive to this blocking of the money. They will release it eventually. They objected to some of the spending last year and eventually tweaked the numbers a little bit. They're doing it just because they can. Because they can fire department heads. Because they can throw away entire budget bills. It's something that looks good to the base. Look how tough we are standing up to the governor. But I think to more and more Wisconsinites, they're seeing this is a legislature on a 9-month paid vacation that does not want to get anything done that would be for the benefit of Wisconsin. Joe Zepecki is next. You're up north.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News brief, a tornado has touched down in tiny Hillsdale, Oklahoma, about 100 miles north of Oklahoma City. KWTV meteorologist David Payne is telling residents to seek cover.
Tornado on the ground now. You folks in Hillsdale, you got to go to your safe spot. We've been saying this. You got to go now.
The storm system that pummeled the plains yesterday has brought tornadoes, heavy rain, hail, and flooding to some of the same areas today. The severe weather is now moving northeast. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Norman, Oklahoma, says people are hunkering down.
Everybody is basically weather aware, and they know that they have to be ready into the evening hours.
At dawn, police in Boston cleared out pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had been camped out on Northeastern University's common area since Thursday.
Not another nickel! Not another dime! No more money for Israel's crime!
Haiti's Presidential Transitional Council says it will vote on who will lead the council on Tuesday. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Yankees. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz had a big night, a home run, four runs batted in, including the game-winning single in the bottom of the 11th as the crew beat the Yanks 7-6. The home series continues. NBA, the Bucks lose on the road to the Pacers 121-118 in overtime. Damian Lillard, already dealing with a sore Achilles, also suffered a knee injury during the game.
I mean, I laid the ball in, and when I landed, when he tried to block it, he landed on my foot. The way he landed on my foot, it just twisted my knee, you know, and it was painful.
NFL, the Packers have drafted five players, three on defense, two on offense, including USC's Marshawn Lloyd, who reacted to the NFL Network calling him the best running back in the draft.
I'm the best running back in the draft for sure, and I think Green Bay got the best running back in the draft because they think the exact same. I'm super confident with that. I think Daniel Jeremiah, he's what he says. I definitely do feel like he's telling the truth on that part.
That's Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows around 50. For tomorrow, more rain, a few rumbles of thunder, highs only to the low 50s. On Monday, still a chance of rain and thunder, breezy, highs upper 60s. Sun in mid-60s Tuesday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The dreams of a Greenfield girl are documented in the new film, Angels of Dirt. Wisconsin-based director Wendy Schneider says Charlotte Kanes caught her eye as a tiny motorcycle racer.
These young girls racing, and was very intrigued with their tenacity and their dedication to the sport.
Schneider filmed the girls' races for years, and Kane's dream to turn pro came true in her teens. But she died after an...
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media Spotlight. To be sure not to miss out on any of the excellent programming across the Civic Media Radio Network throughout the week, be sure to download the free Civic Media app on your smartphone devices. Head over to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the Civic Media app by typing in Civic Media and take the network with you wherever you go. Up next, on this weekend's edition of Civic Media Spotlight, we head to the Chad Holmes Show, where Chad was joined by 7th Congressional District candidate Kyle Kilborn.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. expecting to be joined momentarily by Kyle Kilborn, 7th District Congressional candidate, running for the seat currently held by Tom Tiffany. He's not linked in with us quite yet. Hopefully there's no issues with that. Just resent the link to him, so hopefully he will get that and be with us in the next few minutes. Going to talk about the issues, obviously, and just last weekend, of course, after a very long delay. And again, the politics that we have seen in such an important issue such as aid to the Ukraine, aid to Israel, has been embarrassing in a certain respect, the way that the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, played the politics of this. And then finally, okay, we're going to finally do it, but the weeks and the months that were...
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The dreams of a Greenfield girl are documented in the new film, Angels of Dirt. Wisconsin-based director Wendy Schneider says Charlotte Kanes caught her eye as a tiny motorcycle racer.
These young girls racing, and was very intrigued with their tenacity and their dedication to the sport.
Schneider filmed the girls' races for years, and Kane's dream to turn pro came true in her teens. But she died after an on-track crash.
For me, I'd been working on this film before she passed away. Her life and her footage lived through the work that I was doing. So I think there's a big healing that comes with this film.
Learn more about this beautiful tribute to Kanes at angelsofdirt.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
The air and the deals are heating up at the Lynch family of dealerships. Over 800 Lynch protected new vehicles on the ground with huge rebates, incentives, and financing starting as low as 0%. Visit us today in Burlington, Kenosha, Mequonico, West Bend, or shoplynch.com. Huge rebates, incentives, and financing starting as low as 0% only at Lynch.
Nobody sells for less than Lynch.
As you're cheering on your favorite team, leave your home comfort to Carrier. Whether it's keeping your current heating and cooling system running smoothly or upgrading to a new one, your local Carrier dealer has got you covered. Plus, now is the perfect time to step up your comfort game with a Carrier home comfort system. Receive tax credits of up to $2,600 when you choose a qualifying Carrier heating and cooling system. Turn to the experts at Carrier and ask about tax credits, local rebates, and financing available for qualified buyers. Carrier, proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Find your local dealer at carriermilwaukee.com.
Another MVP has joined the roster at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin.
Dr. Ryan Stefanchek.
Board certified in sports medicine, physical medicine, and rehabilitation, Dr. Stefanchek specializes in non-operative treatment of the spine, chronic pain, all joints, all musculoskeletal problems, and more, emphasizing holistic care first, with a focus on diet, sleep, stress management, and social connections for a patient's well-being. At Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference.
Miss the shuttle to the game? It is gone!
Not to worry. We've got you covered. This is the home of Brewers baseball, WTMJ.
It's the Brewers and the Yankees, game two in the series, and it took extra to win it last night, Lane, but the crew trying to make it two in a row tonight in this series.
Yeah, wild game last night, and when you play games like that, they're always more fun when you come out on top, and what a night for Joey Ortiz. First career home run, first career walk-off hit. He had scuffled a little bit on that road trip, but he's forgotten all about that now. He was flying high at the end of the game last night.
so high that he picked up a new shirt in doing it.
Yeah, he ended up with Willie Adames' jersey before it was all said and done because the team ripped his jersey off of him after he got to first base. A great moment here at the ballpark and a big challenge again here tonight. This is a really good Yankees team for sure. Rodon has pitched well early on in the season for New York. He's a lefty. Not as many strikeouts as he's had in the past, but he's still been very effective.
And he's a hard thrower. Ought to be a good one tonight. Back with more of the On Deck Show. Built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Like $100 instant savings when you buy four Michelin, BF Goodrich, or Uniroyal tires. Save on select Kurt Swivel Jacks, $59.99. 10% off all Carlstar Lawn and Garden and Trailer tires. Plus, doorbusters, like $100 off a 40-gallon Reliance water heater. Tires and batteries, trust and care at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
I'm Ben Juick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Welcome to the Murph and Uke Show. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon. Back with you once again from American Family Field. It's the Brewers and the Yankees, Game 2 in the series. Carlos Rodon working for New York, and it's going to be Joe Ross for the crew. Bob Uecker along with Pat Murphy. And Murph, a good one to open up the homestand last night. You hang on and win it. It took extra innings to do it, 6-5.
It was a great, great contest, Uke. It was unbelievable. Proud of our guys. Yankees got quite a team, quite a formidable lineup, and we somehow pulled it out in the end, and all 35,000 fans had to enjoy that one.
You know, we talked during your show last night, not so much on the show, but the fact that there's somebody new or somebody doing something different every night to make it a plus event for you. And, I mean, it's going on and on and on, and I don't know how long it's going to keep going on that way. But, I mean, what's happening right now is outstanding.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Joey Ortiz came up huge yesterday, big home run, and then walk-off hit and played great defense. Jared Koenig making his fourth appearance in the big leagues and just was outstanding for two innings in crunch time. You know, Rock Hudson doing his thing, Terang doing his thing. I mean, it's been you're right, somebody different every night. You know, doing big things. Perkins had another great night. These are not household names to the people across MLB, but hopefully the Brewer fans, they're getting more and more comfortable with this young talent and a bunch of guys that care about playing the right way and winning tonight.
Back with more from Pat after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues. It's the Brewers and the Yankees, Game 2 in the series. You know, we talked about defense earlier on your show. The guy I want to talk about, we got to talk about him sooner or later because he's unbelievably talented in every facet of the game that he's shown us so far, is Bryce Tarang. I mean, the defense, offensively, big base hits, a little power once in a while. But his overall game, Pat, I don't know if anybody's been around here better.
Nah, he's really special, man. He's coming into his own. It's great to be part of. He worked his tail off in the offseason. He made huge commitment to his body, and he was dead set on saying, if I get the opportunity, I'm going to make the most of it this year, and he sure did. I mean, he's played offense, he's played defense, he's run the bases. He's done anything we can ask him to do, and I couldn't be happier for the kid. That's the reason we picked him in the first round, I'm sure, and they're getting their money's worth.
Pat, when you look at the overall aspect of your club, and I guess I'm talking about coaching in general, there's more of them as part of the Major League club now. Is there certain facets of the game that you're looking at with your coaching staff to take an individual player?
Nah, there's no doubt. I mean, you have to have – your coaching staff has specialties now. Some guys – we have one guy, he works with catching framing. We have another guy that works with base stealers. We have another guy that works with just relief pitchers, and another guy that works with starting pitchers. And, you know, you can go on and on. The offensive group is five deep. So there's more than one hitting coach. There's more than one swing coach. There's more than one approach coach. You know, there's so many technical parts of the game. Outfield positioning, infield positioning, and staffs across the league are getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, the finer points of the game that a lot of times the fans don't get to see, but the finer points of the game, there's a coach for, it seems like, for everything.
Game 2 against the Yankees, Carlos Rodon working tonight for New York.
He's terrific. I mean, he's been around a long time. He can pitch. He lives on his fastball. So goes him. So goes his fastball. And he's a guy that can give you problems if you don't have the right approach. And if he's on that night, we're going to be in for a hell of a battle.
That's the On Deck Show. Bill Menards back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Come on, guys. Get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like cedar crust too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar crust ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark,
dog park or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Yankees getting ready for the middle game of this three-game series here at American Family Field. It is time for the injury report, and it's presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Brewers, as you well know by now, a lot of arms on that injured list. J.B. Bukauskas, Taylor Clark, D.L. Hall, Jacob Junis, Wade Miley, Devin Williams, Brandon Woodruff, all arms on that injured list. Williams and Woodruff are on the 60-day IL, and then position players for the Crew, Garrett Mitchell and Christian Yelich, both on the IL. Garrett Mitchell also on that 60-day IL. Brewers hoping to get a little bit healthier. Junis starting to work himself back a little bit, and Yelich starting to do more activities on the field as well. Time for the keys to the game. They are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, the Yankees are scoring 45% of their runs this year via the home run. That is the third most in Major League Baseball. The Brewers send Joe Ross to the mound tonight. He's given up just one home run in 20 innings of action. So that'll be a key here today. Can Ross, who's done a great job keeping the ball on the ground and in the ballpark, duplicate what he's been able to do over the course of the season so far against this Yankees offense? More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, when we return. I'll chat with Brewers left-hander Jared Koenig after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers deserve a carrier that's invested in their safety and comfort. At Schneider, drivers use newer industry-leading equipment that keeps them moving forward. Our trucks are specced with the latest safety features and amenities that keep drivers comfortable any time of year. Plus, while you're out on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Upgrade to a better driving job with better equipment. Search jobs near you and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. We have the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, all grown, sawn, and pressure-treated in the USA. Menards drive-through lumberyard makes it easy to get in, out, and back to work. Shop our outdoor lumberyard today and save big money on AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. Plus, you can get free estimates fast for your project on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Yankees getting set for the middle game of this series. Yesterday, before the game, I was able to sit down with Brewers left-hander Jared Koenig, who would go on and get the win in extra innings last night for the Crew. Of course, optioned earlier today. But I asked Jared about being in a critical role as that bridge to the back part of the bullpen for the Crew.
Yeah, no, I'm happy and fortunate to be up here and trying to contribute as best as I can and in any way I can. If it's multiple innings like it's been, I mean, our bullpen's been great, which is it's awesome. If we can keep that rolling, then I think we always have a good chance to compete.
With some of the injuries to the rotation, it's been important for guys like you and Elvis and Brian Hudson as well, to be able to be multiple inning relievers and kind of bridge that gap to the back of games. It's a really important role for this team, specifically how it's constructed. I'm sure that's how it was explained to you as well.
Yeah, no. I think that's exactly what we're here to do, is kind of bridge the gap between starters and then our late game guys that want to go out and finish the game off strong. And if we can keep it close, then I think we're doing our job and we got a good chance.
Jared, you have been a part of other organizations. What has stood out to you about your time with the Brewers organization and how they have looked at your stuff, looked at your numbers and your data, and tried to apply it to make you the best version of yourself?
I think other orgs, they all have their own ways of going about things, and they all have their own data sets. That it works, it may not work for others, but that's how it is. The Brewers here, they have their own stuff, and it seems to be working with me. Hookie and Henderson, they're always in and trying to make sure I'm making the right pitches at the right time, and like trying to create a certain pattern with pitches, which is great. I like the instant feedback I get after the outings, it's nice to have the assistants here, and then it's direct, and I'm getting feedback right after the game. That's what I really like.
When you first got brought up in Baltimore, I remember being in Murph's office as you were coming in to say hello, and I remember the words he said to you were, "I told you you were going to be up here."
Yeah.
And that's important, I think, for guys to understand that when you're going through the challenge of spring training, trying to make a roster, but to understand that if you're not on the 26 man on opening day, there's going to be 50, 55 guys that comprise the roster over the course of the season, and there's a role for you still. And I think it's important that guys understand that, and that's, of course, a big part of it's the communication from the manager, from the front office in those situations, and I'm guessing you appreciated that part.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, it sucks, obviously, getting reassigned out of camp, like having a good camp and all that, like competing, but that's what the move was, and that's how it goes. And my goal is just to continue doing what I was doing in camp in AAA and do anything to help the team. And, yeah, Murph said that. Obviously, he couldn't guarantee anything because you never can. But something happened, and they called my name, and it's awesome. So it's fortunate to hear that, and then just keep doing what I'm doing and any way to help the club.
You're 30 years old. You've grinded through the minor leagues. You've been in the big leagues with the A's. Now you're back in the big leagues with the Brewers. What is the advice you would give to younger guys about being present and controlling what you can control? Because so much of this is a business side of it that is out of your control, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just to enjoy it. If you still enjoy it and want to keep doing it, then find a team that's going to be interested in you and then go out and do your job. I'm in the offseason working my tail off to try and get better every single year, and I think I've shown that, and so it's just a matter of commitment and time. But you can't forget the important things. It's a game, and you still have to have fun and enjoy it. And if you're not enjoying it, then it's really tough to come to work every day.
You always hear people talk about being yourself, and that's important as a baseball player. But you also hear about guys trying to stay one step ahead, trying to tweak this here or there. How much of that do you subscribe to? And if you do that, how long do you have to do it in a bullpen before you're ready to take it onto the mound in a game?
I think throughout a season, your body changes so much with whether you're tired or feeling really good, whatnot. It's such a long and enduring season that something's going to be off at some point in time, and it's just a matter of how quick you can make the adjustment for yourself. And I think I've been trying to avoid any tweaks for a little bit, but if there's a little tweak that I feel in need, then I'm constantly working on it just to feel it in catch play, and then I'm trying to feel it same thing in game right away. Like that's my goal, is just trying to be the same each time, that way everything is consistent.
Well, Jared, we appreciate it. Congrats on a great start to your Brewers career, and best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jared Koenig with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got the starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the